broken pieces. Several months ago, I had the opportunity to take a team into Jordan. And as I sat in front of Syrian refugees whose life was so broken, and I would hear their stories, and I had no story compared to that. My suffering seemed so small. But as I listened to them and I heard their story, all I could do was look at them and say, can I tell you that there is a table at God's, there's a seat at God's table for the broken. And he loves to take your broken pieces and put them all together and make it whole. And my challenge to you today is that if you have broken pieces, number one, that God wants to make them whole. You're never too bad for Jesus. In fact, he only takes bad people. He loves those that know that their sin has separated them from his Father, because those are the ones who can receive him and know him and have a relationship with him.
So the first thing to be a Christian is to be humble.
But the other thing is that if you are a believer here today, that God has a story written over your life that he wants you to step into. And if you're the only one that ever makes the plans, if you're the only one that ever directs the course, then you will never see the beauty of the story that God has for you. You can watch this drama and it never mentions the name of Jesus. But you saw him, didn't you? As you watch this drama, it never mentions the name of God. But you saw him. And it's the same way with your life. You can see only the superficial of what's in front of you. But if you will open your eyes to see spiritually, you will be able to step in and see the supernatural plan and purposes that God has for your life. And let me tell you, it's an adventure. And it's something that you don't want to miss. There are people outside of this church that need to hear about Jesus. And God has handpicked your life to have an encounter with somebody in this nation. And he wants to use your broken pieces. He wants to use places where you've been wounded and hurt to identify with a world that has been broken and hurt so that they can know the hope that is found only in Jesus. So I would love the privilege just to pray for you, and then I'll turn it back over to the pastor. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Father, to lock arms and to worship with my brothers and sisters, Father, from around the world. Father, I pray that you would bless them and that you would keep them and that your face would shine upon them. God, I pray in Jesus' name that their hearts would be stirred for the gospel. That, Father, that they would see that the Great Commission is not something that you left us to just read about, but something you left us to engage in. And, Father, I pray, Lord, that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't have a relationship with you, that they're still walking in that first story and they haven't moved to see the second story of who you are, God, I pray that you would awaken their heart with salvation. And, Father, that they would come to know you in personal relationship. Father, I pray for those this morning, God, that have broken pieces like I did. Father, maybe they haven't found complete healing through you. Father, I pray today that you would surround them with people in their life that would speak words of life and healing over them. That when they open up their Bible, that it would be like a river washing over their soul, and they would experience healing that comes from you alone. So, Father, they don't get stuck in the wounds, but, Father, they're able to walk out the healing of the gospel and extend that to those around them. Father, we thank you that you are so good, that you're in control, that you never make mistakes. And, Father, I pray today